5 days out, and we raised the great river Nile. And there in the Nile Delta moored our ships of war. God knows I ordered my trusty crews to stand by just where they were and guard the anchored fleet, and I sent a patrol to scout things out from higher ground. But swept away by their own reckless fury, the crew went berserk. They promptly began to plunder the lush Egyptian farms, dragged off the women and children, killed the men. Outcries reached the city in no time. Stirred by shouts, the entire town came streaming down at the break of day, filling the river plain with chariots, ranks of infantry, and the gleam of bronze. Zeus, who loves the lightning, flung down murderous panic on all my men-at-arms. No one dared to stand his ground and fight. Disaster ringed us round from every quarter. Droves of my men they hacked down with swords, led off the rest alive to lay before them as slaves. And I... Zeus flashed an inspiration through my mind, though I wish I'd died a soldier down in Egypt then. A world of pain, you see, still lay in wait for me. Quickly I wrenched the skullcap helmet off my head. I tore the shield from my back and dropped my spear and ran right into the path of the king's chariot, hugged and kissed his knees. He pitied me, spared me, hoisted me onto his war car, took me home in tears. Troops of his men came rushing after, shaking javelins mad to kill me, their fighting blood at the boil, but their master drove them off. He feared the wrath of Zeus, the god of guests, the first of the gods to pay back acts of outrage. So there I lingered for 7 years, amassing a fortune from all the Egyptian people loading me with gifts. Then at last, when the 8th had come full turn, along comes this Phoenician one fine day, a scoundrel. Swindler, an old hand at lies who'd already done the world a lot of damage. Well, he smoothly talked me round, and off we sailed. Phoenicia bound, where his house and holdings lay. There in his care I stayed till the year was out. Then when the months and days had run their course, and the year wheeled round and the seasons came again, he conned me aboard his freighter bound for Libya, pretending I'd help him ship a cargo there for sale, but in fact he'd sell me there and make a killing. I suspected as much, of course, but had no choice, so I boarded with him, yes, and the ship ran on with a good strong north wind gusting, fast on the middle passage clear of Crete, but Zeus was brewing mischief for that crew. Once we'd left the island in our wake, no land at all in sight, nothing but sea and sky, then Zeus, the son of Cronus, mounted a thunderhead above our hollow ship, and the deep went black beneath it. Then in the same breath, Zeus hit the craft with a lightning bolt and thunder. Round she spun, reeling under the impact, filled with reeking brimstone, shipmates pitching out of her, bobbing round like seahawks, swept along by the breakers past the trim black hull, and the god cut short their journey home forever. Not mine. Zeus himself, when I was just at the final gasp, thrust the huge mast of my dark proud vessel right into my arms so I might flee disaster one more time. Wrapping myself around it, I was borne along by the wretched gale winds, rushed along 9 days. On the 10th, at dead of night, a shouldering breaker rolled me up along Thesprotia's beaches. There the king of Thesprotia, Phidon, my salvation, treated me kindly, asked for no reward at all. His own good son had found me, half dead from exhaustion and the cold. He raised me up by the hand and led me home to his father's house and dressed me in cloak and shirt and decent clothes. That's where I first got wind of him, Odysseus. The king told me he'd hosted the man in style, befriended him on his way home to native land, and showed me all the treasure Odysseus had amassed, bronze and gold and plenty of hard-wrought iron, enough to last a man and 10 generations of his heirs. So great the wealth stored up for him in the king's vaults. But Odysseus, he made clear, was off at Dodona then, to hear the will of Zeus that rustles forth from the god's tall leafy oak. How should he return, after all the years away, to his own green land of Ithaca, openly or in secret? Phidon swore to me once more, as the princely man poured out libations in his house, the ships hauled down and the crew set to sail to